Star Wars.
No.
Superman.
Of course, Superman, because I think sometime we're going to have before we talk about Superman, let's bring on our caller from Tempe,
right? Ronald. Hey.
Ronald.
Hey, Ronald, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. I wanted to talk some Easter, the chocolate.
Yes,
Ronald.
How was it?
It melted
in your mouth and not in your hands.
Yes, it's absolutely delicious. Ronald, what is your favorite candy for Easter?
I'm Jewish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're sorry he's Jewish?
Are you wearing your hat right now?
It's called a yarmulke.
I'm not wearing my hat. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. But I do appreciate the chocolate talk, and you know, not everyone could be perfect like me, but
chocolate.
They're very good, guys.
It was delicious, by the way. Cinnamon.
So what are your since you're Jewish? So for us who don't know about that culture, tell us a little bit about what do you do?
You don't?
Well, what do you do? What do Jewish people do on Easter?
He lives in New River, Dave.
We collect money.
Oh, okay. Okay. So instead of searching hunting for eggs, you hunt for money. Isn't that what you do every day of the year though, or?
We don't need a hunt for it. We sense it. Whenever we hear a coin drop, we're there.
It's a sixth sense. Nice, nice.
That was a movie, yeah. The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
That's the seventh sense.
I see money. Wow.
Yeah, Bruce.
I don't go for anything under a dime, so it's the 10 cents.
So did you, by any chance, did you happen to see a Batman Superman movie?
No, I watched my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, you did?
Oh, are you all right?
It was a phenomenal film. Phenomenal film.
Nia Vardalos, I think she's real cute, right?
Oh, she was in it?
No, she's not.
She's not.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Is it with her nose or anything? Or?
Well,
what? Are you?
I'm sorry.
What is going on
here?
Well,
you know what? Big families run crazy, and we have a great time with large families because you can always find somebody who fits a particular stereotype.
Yeah, and you can always spray some Windex on it and it fixes it.
Although, you know what? That's what they actually put to get my wedding rings off in order to be able to clean them. I've always used soap. They put Windex.
No, or chocolate.
And I'm like, oh my gosh,
off your finger.
They had to get the chocolate off.
Yeah, so you had a cast of people eating off your finger.
Ronald, do you know anyone? Yes, Ronald, do you know anyone named Doris Markovic? Do you perhaps know her? Familiar?
No, I'm not familiar with her.
Oh, okay.
But I do have to run right now. I just heard some change drop.
I didn't know.
So I got to investigate.
I didn't know that Jewish people were capable of running. I thought that. Okay.
Oh, that's not. Now you've crossed the line, young Joseph.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Well, Ronald, thank you so much for calling in, and you have a good Easter.
What are you talking about? I just said I don't celebrate
Easter.
You
don't celebrate. What is wrong with
you,
Dave?
All right.
Don't you know Jewish culture?
Yes.
Well, but you have to
Jesus,
realize that.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
So.
But you know what? For people who are Christian, it is a beautiful religious holiday celebration. But those who are not Christian are able to make it into like a celebration of springtime.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And the candy. We like the candy.
Yeah.
The
exactly.
Oh, man.
Exactly. It's all on sale on Monday,
especially
too.
Especially if the candy is this chocolate that we
have. Excellent.
That's what we love is sales. So very smart. Very smart.
There you go. I'm with you. So, all right, Ronald, thank you so much for calling in.
Go ahead and pick up that money. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, it sounds like he went and got it.
That was Ronald McDonald.
Excellent.
Was that Ronald McDonald?
No.
I don't know. From Tempe. I don't think he's ever called before. I don't know who he is.
Tempe, I can't go over there. That's
no, Tempe's sort of cool.
I like to stay in New River Town, you know?
So, well, New River
he says he can't go over there. He didn't say he won't go over there or doesn't go over there. He said he can't.
Yeah.
Is there a restraining order against you, young Joseph?
A little bit.
There might be.
A little bit. A restraining order is not a little bit.
Well, you know, it depends. Yeah. No, we're just having fun. And just sorry, listen, I don't want any angry emails. Remember, we are an entertainment show.
Yeah, we don't know who calls.
We don't know who calls.
Yeah. I mean,
we can't stop Ronald from calling.
Yeah, right. we have no idea.
And our apologies to Ronald. And so, of course.
Well. Oh, that's right.
And I know that Batman versus Superman came out. I think you guys are going to talk a little bit about that a little bit later, probably.
Probably later now. Maybe definitely before the show ends.
I know that Greg has
probably around 11:40, and maybe Greg will call in. I do believe he's
maybe Greg,
the movie.
Maybe Ronald.
Ronald McDonald.
And if it's not Superman, that means that he's fighting our next song that's going to bring us onto our break,
which is what?
From Gotham City.
Gotham City, New Jersey. Oh, the Batman song.
That was pretty close
to
the Joker,
I
think.
We're going to review it probably in about 40 minutes. We have some other special guests calling in. One, of course, we will get to right after this break, Scott Greer, who is in the great play of Mice and Men at the
Arizona Theater Company.
Yeah, so that's going to be great. And then, of course, we have another guest at 11:20. We'll explain all about that.
Happy Easter!
We will be right back.